Welcome, everybody, to Money, Power, and Influence podcast number 21. We're rocking and rolling. I'm here with my co-host, Arash, motherfucking D-Bazaar. What's up, brother? How's everything?
Oh, man, things are good. Things are real, real good. What's new here? Well, I've been going out and engaging the world in social dynamics and learning so much, meeting a lot of new people. Last night I had a very interesting experience happen for me because one of my good friends now is a NFL superstar. And, you know, I think if you look back 2 months ago or so, I just met him. So last night was the first night where we went to dinner by ourselves. And I had the opportunity, as he was sitting there, to demonstrate the social skills that I have in regards to communication and mind control and things like that. And at some point, he was just kidding me. He goes, "What the fuck, man? What the fuck?" He goes, "I need to learn this shit." I said, "You do." But what made it even sweeter was in a matter of 30 minutes to an hour into it, another man walked in, and you could just tell everybody's reacting to him. He sat down on the other side. I noticed him. He was a tall man, very, very built, and had a presence about him. He definitely walked in, and everybody knew that there was someone there. And then he walked up and shook my friend's hand and sat down with us. And he was actually currently one of the top NFL superstars. So he sat with us for a while, and I got introduced, and I got to briefly demonstrate my skills to him. And it's just been amazing to sit there and observe people that have, in their field, we're talking about NFL. You know, there's different fields in life. You know, you got real estate, you have music, but in their field, we're talking about the cream of the crop, the people that everybody in the entire world knows, sitting there observing and just admiring somebody who can communicate in a way to make people do things and be things and feel things that they couldn't feel before. So by the time it ended, he was on YouTube in front of me watching my videos. And, you know, he's my good friend now, so it's not like, you know, anything else. But it's very, very fucking cool. So that's probably the latest thing because that just happened less than 24 hours ago. It was just last night. And a lot of other cool shit, man. And, you know, my product's coming out, and Diamond Mine's going up, and blah, blah, blah. What's going on with you?
Awesome, man. I love hearing that. You know, I've had a recent explosion as far as speaking engagements. Like next week, a week from yesterday, actually, June 6th, I'm speaking over here at a hotel outside of L.A., and actually one of the speakers who's going to be on stage with me is Josh Altman, who's actually one of the guys who's on Million Dollar Listing in that TV show on Bravo. They have the Million Dollar Listing LA and New York. And what's funny is, you know, I talked to Josh last week, and I remember I told him, I was like, you know, I met you, Josh, less than 3 years ago, and I made that decision when I met you that I would one day share the stage with you. And less than 3 years later, it's happening. So I've always told myself, and I've had it in my mind, and people have been saying it too, that they look forward to seeing me on that show, and it's been on my mind since I started my real estate career. So to be sharing the stage with him, I feel it's like just the beginning of what's going to happen next. So other than that, I have three other speaking engagements already for June, and that's the first one, two in Beverly Hills, that one with Josh, and then another one where I'm going to be on a panel on helping people grow their real estate business. So that really recently has been the biggest explosion for me, but it's cool to see how quickly it's grown. And I know we've talked about this before. It's been more of like a grassroots movement where we've created a following. You know, we didn't have cameras. We didn't have hookups. We didn't know somebody in the industry. We didn't become an actor and then get on a movie and suddenly blow up. This has been blood, sweat, and tears. And I love that you said what you said in the beginning about that experience with the football players, because you know, for you to have reached the level that you're at, communication, the mind, there's been a lot of time, a lot of dedication put into it. And, you know, the more questions I get regarding this podcast and outside of it, I want to talk a little bit today about that journey, right? Or I call it like the struggle. And before I pass it to you, I just want to share a little bit because, you know, what you demonstrated being world class and what you do has required a tremendous amount of effort and work and dedication and going through the stages of not being good at it, right? Same thing with real estate. When I started, I was fucking terrible. You know, like I wasn't the greatest communicator. I wasn't the most confident salesperson. I didn't have all the fundamentals down. I had to go through that struggle. I remember moments of being in my car, my little Nissan Sentra at the time when I started. It's pretty funny imagining myself in such a shitty car like a Nissan Sentra, but you know, being literally in tears at times. There was two or three moments and occasions where I remember being in tears just saying, man, like, can I do this? And just, I can really vividly still picture those moments and experience the emotion. And I remember, you know, looking back on that now, those are the moments that have shaped and molded me into the person that I am today, into the powerhouse that I am today in sales and influence and all that. And I see this with the people that are just coming into the game, you know, looking to make some money, looking to start a business, that it's almost like this struggle wants to be avoided. And for somebody who's on the other side of it now and still growing, I love that the struggle is a part of it, and I feel it should be a requirement, because I want the struggle to weed out 95 or 99% of the people, because, you know, it's there for a reason. The opportunity wouldn't be there if the struggle wasn't there. You know, the admiration of somebody who is at the top of their class would not be there if it were not for the struggle. There's so many things that come from the other side of it. And I tell people, how do you expect to have a world-class business, a world-class life, a millionaire lifestyle, if you don't put in a world-class effort, right, and go through the struggle and earn your stripes? And I think that's missed, you know, with the power of the internet today and people being able to start, maybe take one little idea on the internet and then have some success with it. I think people have lost sight of the struggle, and I believe that even on the subjects of money, power, and influence, in order for you to achieve a high level, you have to go through the struggle. And I wanted to pass it to you, Arash, and get your take on it, because I, for one, am glad I went through the struggle. And at the same time, I feel like it should be a requirement, because I wanted to weed out the people who aren't cut out, because I want to know that if I'm shaking hands with somebody on this side of the field or this side of the fence, however you want to say it, I want to be able to look into their eyes and know that they've been through some shit to get to where they're at.
Yeah, the struggle is real, man. You know, that's what I've been telling people is, I said there's like, imagine a ladder, right? There's a ladder here. And when you reach the ladder, then you climb up to the top of the ladder. And each step on the ladder is such a high level of success compared to the people that are not on the ladder. Okay, so there's everybody else, and there's a ladder there. And Tupac said it at best. He said, now everybody is looking for the ladder. I told my staff members in the last staff meeting on Sunday, I said, I'm finally on the first step of the ladder right now. I made it here. Now you guys are going to watch what's about to happen. But all this time, all the struggle, all the hard work was just so I can just get to right here. This is the beginning. This is not the end. This is where the race starts, in my opinion, is right now. I've just been wanting to get to this point. At this point, now we're going to see all these years of hard work and training, all these years of dedication to an art form, come into visibility. It gives me a tremendous amount of confidence knowing what I've gone through to get to where I'm at, and knowing 100% that so far nobody that I know is ever going to get close to where I'm at. And I like that feeling, just so you know. I'm sure you get it now, or if you don't now, you get more of it, more and more. It starts to increase as we become more known. But it's a constant thing for me. It's constant. It's beyond annoying now, where people message me and say that they're so inspired by me and they're going to do what I'm going to do, what they're going to be. One day they're going to be where I'm at, they're going to be better than me. And you know what I really think? No, you're not, actually. You're actually not. You're not going to get anywhere near me. You have no fucking clue. Because the first thing I know is how many products I've put out personally, right? And it's actually impossible for anybody to get even close to me unless they know everything I know. And that's what people are missing. They're searching for something that they think is there, like one sentence, one paragraph, or I don't know what the hell they're thinking, to be honest with you. And they think that suddenly they're going to be where I'm at. They're missing something. And so I laugh at myself, and I just know that, like I said, I'm on the ladder now, or I'm on the first steps of the pyramid now. And just to get here, it took so many years. You know, I opened my business when I was 21. I'm 40. It took about 19 years of me. Before that, I was still dedicated. At 13, I started my journey of understanding the martial arts and communication in the mind. That's when I really started to get down on this. So it's been over two and a half decades easily. And I find it hilarious when people tell me that, you know, oh, they're gonna do what I do. Or one of the things I get a lot is, you know, watch, one day I'm going to be better than you. You're a fucking joke. You're not going to be anywhere near me, actually, because you have no idea what it took to get here. So, like you said, I love that it was such hard work. I love that it was such hard work because it weeds out anybody who doesn't earn it. You have to earn your success. Let me give you guys a quick example. This would normally be my Monday podcast with Vince, but I think it's relevant. Last weekend, I went out and I met three very, very beautiful women. They're on my Instagram. Go ahead. I'm talking about those three. They might be even listening right now. And they were quite a handful, all of them. So long story short, that was Saturday. Up until today, all three are texting me. But one of them was such a severe case of resistance to men and being seduced. And it was such an incredible puzzle to solve, such an incredible seduction for me, such an incredible new land to discover. And I was at a bar just, you know, 2 hours ago, and I told the bartender, I said, yes, suddenly she goes, what? I said, I got her. I go, this last text that came in, it's over. She's mine now. And she goes, what do you mean? I said, man, I have been since Saturday playing this thing so perfectly. I said, because this woman is worth it. She is absolutely beautiful. She is phenomenal as a creature, like an exotic bird. Like, oh, my God, you know? And if there's any woman listening to this, they're like, oh, he objectifies women. Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I totally do, and they love it. And I made a decision that this is such a great game to play. There's so much, I have to bring so much understanding of women. I have to bring so much perfect communication and perfect push and pull. And you know what? The final text that came through was something like, well, you know, because she lives a little far away. She was like, well, I'm going to drive down. Maybe tomorrow we can, she tells me, maybe we can get together and have a drink or something. And she sends me a kissy face. That's without me suggesting it. And I was like, oh, it's over, baby. But I know what it took to get her to that level. And I love that because that means that's what it's going to take any other man to get her to that level. So this woman is worth it for my attention. Oh, that's it. That's all I got to say.
Awesome, man. I love hearing that. And I can think of so many examples, too, man, and I laugh when you brought up, I was laughing really hard, actually, but I always mute the line because I don't want to interrupt you when you were saying that people message you and say they're going to be better than you. I can't remember the last time I went a day without getting a message like that. Now, I'd be lying if internally I would want them to do it just to have, quote, a challenge, but, you know, at the same time, I share that same mindset with you. People have no idea, you know, when somebody messages me that, they are, and the way they ask me questions, too, you also brought up that they're looking for that one magic sentence. That's so true, because I feel like a lot of times when I get asked questions, it's almost like the person already comes in wanting to hear a certain answer, and when you don't give it to them, they go to somebody else until they get that answer to justify a story or try to figure out what it is they got going on in their head instead of just, you know, learning from you or asking you a legitimate question, taking the information that you're giving them at face value and actually applying it. And I think really that's what's missed. But, you know, I want to continue along the path, Arash, of people that are, because I am getting a huge inflow of people messaging me who are on the podcast and even just outside of that, that are, you know, they're new people, they're new business owners, they're new entrepreneurs, they're people looking to get into the game. And they're, you know, one of the main questions I get asked is, look, I'm new, you know, I'm going to get into real estate or I'm going to do my own thing. Like, what are some pointers you're going to give me? And, you know, I wanted to first pass it to you because I know you started, you've been in business a lot longer than me. I've only been on this businessman / entrepreneur thing for, you know, 3.5, almost 4 years. So if somebody came to you, Arash, and said, you know what, dude, I'm going to apply everything you teach me, what are one or two pointers you would give me if I'm brand new, going to start a business, like, what would you tell me, Arash, if I went up to you and said, hey, Arash, I want to start, what's the first one or two things I need to do immediately?
Well, you have to become known. If you're not known, if nobody knows you, nobody buys from you. That's true for every single business. I think that the most important thing is to be known. So when I'm out right now, I'm pooling celebrity power at the moment, meaning my friend, my wingman, is recognized everywhere we go. You fucking better believe I use that to my advantage. You fucking better believe, guys, I use that to my advantage. And because you want to be known. You have to be known. So if you could be the greatest musician in the world and no one knows about your music, then no one's buying your music. You could be the greatest. You could have the greatest product. You have a phone better than Apple, you know, iPhone. But nobody knows about it. So the first rule is always, always grab as much attention as you can and make sure you're known. If you don't do that, there's nothing else that matters as much. First, you must be known. Second, it's not a matter of how are you going to succeed, really, in the beginning. I think the first question is, how long are you willing to fail and still keep going? What's your limit? 10 failures, 10 rejections, 20 rejections, 100 rejections, 1,000 rejections. That has to be answered, because if there is a quit in you, if there's a give up in you, if there's a limit in you, and you reach that limit, then all that work you did was a waste. So for myself, there was no quit. There was no, if I go 6 years and my business doesn't work, then on the 7th year, I'm going to shut down. It just didn't, that's it. This is what I was going to do. And if I was going to be broke for the rest of my life, then so be it. This is what's going to happen. Although I never really imagined myself to be broke, I knew I'd be wealthy. So the first two things I would say to the person is make sure you're known. And then secondly, where is your limit of failure? How many rejections does it take to make you quit? Right? And that those two together, if I saw somebody and I could somehow analyze those two factors clearly without them lying to me, if I could truly see the facts of how well are they going to be known and where is their perseverance factor, which is the opposite of quitting, I could pretty much guarantee where their success would be after that. Those are my two advice. What would you say?
Beautiful. Yeah, I love what you said, man. And adding on to the second part of what you said about the failure and the give up factor, one thing I notice that's missing with a lot of people is patience and a long-term vision. You know, I see it all the time in real estate. For example, somebody will watch a video and say, hey, dude, I've gone door to door. I've talked to 100 people and I haven't gotten a sale yet. You know, what do I do? I'm like, dude, like, are you kidding me? Like, you just put a drop into a lake. You know what I mean? You did nothing. And the element of patience has to be there, because anything that is worthwhile takes time, ladies and gentlemen. There's so many factors that come into it. It does take time. I always tell people, too, it's all in your perspective. You know, the fact that it took me so long to build the momentum that I built in my business and to achieve what I achieved made victory that much sweeter, right? The old adage that they say, Rome wasn't built in one day. I mean, the element of patience, if you can have that and you have no give-up factor in you, like Arash said, you're pretty much unstoppable, because I can take somebody who maybe lacks a little bit of guidance in that, and then I can give them a system and tools to build their business to where if they put in 1 or 2 years of sustained effort, like rock solid effort, I already know that at the end of that, all their labor will bear fruit for sure, right? And it's all a shift in perspective, right? Because everybody, the best way I can explain it is everybody in this game of business, if they're walking from here to the door, their eyesight is looking down at their feet saying, where the hell is the door? And all I do is I come in and I raise their vision up a couple inches till they see the door. They're like, oh, okay, there it is. And they start walking. It's that simple, right? Everybody's so short-sighted that nobody's really thinking about, okay, where can I be a year or two from now, or 3 years or 5 years from now? Everyone's like, oh, I want a deal today. I want to make the sale today. When in reality, if you're patient and you focus on the long term with that sustained effort and no give-up factor, like Arash mentioned, you're pretty much going to be unstoppable. So real quick, guys, *2 if you want to raise your hand to ask a question. I do have one person live who does want to ask a question. So caller, if you can unmute yourself, I will do it here. go ahead and ask your question.
Yeah, Arash, I have a question. I'm entering the acting field, and I was wondering what your perspective is on being kind while also being competitive with people that you don't know.
Wait, can you answer what's now? I'm sorry, you got me this. Say that again. Were you entering what field?
I'm entering the acting field. I wanted to know your perspective because I know that you're somebody that's really you specialize in warfare, and you're very knowledgeable in peace as well. I wanted to know your perspective. What is your perspective on being kind and competitive to people that you don't know, going for what it is that you want?
I think that's funny. That's what I think. I think it's a funny question. Well, let me ask you a question before I answer it. Why does that matter to your acting? How does that affect you being the greatest actor alive, which should be the goal? Tell me how that question affects your craft. Tell me.
For me, it's more of, well, it doesn't affect the acting. For me, it's, I want to be an influence wherever I go. So for me, it's that's the conflict of I guess the, I have the internal conflict about bringing that up. But yeah, to answer your question, nothing to acting.
Yeah, so that's the answer. See, Manu, one of the greatest acting coaches ever lived, whoever lived, my teacher. He would have no concern for that. Be the best, fuck the rest. There is the answer right there. So he said, I'm going to enter the field of acting. And then you asked me a bunch of questions that have nothing to do with acting. The answer is simple. Enter the field of acting, then be the best actor there is. And then you don't have to worry about anybody else or anything else. If you're the best at what you do, people will come to you and knock down your door. They will figure out how to be nice to you. They will figure out how to treat you. But that won't happen until you're the best. First, that's the first thing. Second step is the question, I'm entering the field of acting. Well, how, when? Let me ask you a question. When are you entering and how are you entering? So when would be, you say, Arash, I've now entered the field of acting. What is that action? Tell me what that action is.
Well, okay. The proper statement would be is, I am an actor. I have already entered in it. I have already made contacts with the right people of going after specifically what I want. It's a transition for me of being somebody competitive. As before, I've never really been competitive up until this point in my life, and I know that's what I have to be, so that's why I'm asking the question.
It's not about being competitive. It's about being a great actor. It's about being a great actor. Just be the great actor. That if you want to be acting, now, you see, because I know who you are, so when was the last acting class you took?
I have not gone to any acting classes, but I've seen some stuff on YouTube, like with Stella Adler.
Right. So you to be an actor, you have to study acting, and you have to do acting. Okay, another example of this would be, let's take another field, so you can understand how this would be. A person calls and says, hey, I'm a fighter. I'm a martial artist. I said, good. When's the last martial arts lesson you took? They said, I haven't taken any martial arts lessons yet, but I watched some YouTube videos with the Gracie family or you, Arash. That's not a martial artist at all. At all. It has nothing to do with martial arts. It's somebody watching YouTube videos. So this is something that you need to work on. Work on is a long word. These are some things you recognize, is that the action is missing. I've been talking to you for a long time. Action is missing. Look, you told me you're going to be an actor years ago. Since then, I don't know how many acting classes you've taken. Maybe zero. If you've taken no acting classes, you haven't studied acting yet. You watch Stella Adler, that's fantastic. Stella Adler is part of the research of an actor. Okay, but acting consists of taking acting lessons under a qualified acting teacher and then being coached. Just like, as you're familiar with the field of pickup and seduction, there's thousands and thousands of people who've watched thousands and thousands of videos and have never, ever been coached by a qualified teacher. And they have a lot of great ideas, but they really have no clue what pickup is. They think they know until they go out with me. And they realize they don't know jack shit. So, two answers for you. One is, it's not relevant what anybody else thinks. It's be the best, fuck the rest. Secondly, make sure that you are honest with yourself because you're not acting yet. You're watching YouTube videos of Stella Adler. And everybody watches YouTube videos of Rosh Dibazar or YouTube videos of the Gracie family or YouTube videos of fucking Beethoven or whoever. It doesn't make them a student of that art. A student of the art needs to find a teacher, a qualified teacher, to teach them. It's just the bottom line, everybody. This is something everybody's got to understand. You're getting fooled into YouTube and you're getting fooled into other stuff. YouTube is one of the greatest research tools I've ever found that complements, get this, that complements learning from a qualified teacher. When my students show up to the martial arts, I teach Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I'm a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, if you don't know. When my students show up, I tell them, look, until you get to blue belt, which takes a while under my academy, until you get to blue belt, don't even fuck with YouTube. You're just going to confuse yourself. You need to have the basics. You need to have enough time on the mats, rolling around, wrestling, feeling what it's like to be beat, feeling what it's like to beat people up. Then you can go, and in fact, one above blue belt is purple belt. Then I recommend my purple belts, which is Takuraba and Kamikaze. I say, watch YouTube. Now you guys are researching at a different level. But a brand new person who has not got on the mat cannot, should not do YouTube on martial arts. And a person who has not done any acting, who's not got on stage, has not felt the fear of an audience judging them, has not put in the emotions, has not tried memorizing a monologue or acting with other individuals in a scene, who's not put together a scene, will not understand Stella Adler. Because you have to have that as an experience to understand it, just like a person would have to go out there, get rejected by 100 beautiful women to understand what I mean when I say don't give interest to the beautiful woman in the beginning. Otherwise, they don't get it. They have to be rejected 1,000 times and go, fuck, that's what he means. Because every time I do that, that happens. Now I'm going to try not giving interest, and they'll see, oh, I was right. But it actually takes going into the field. That's my answer.
Awesome. My answer to the original question is simple. In a situation where I'm with somebody like Arash and we have a business agreement or we're both working in the same business, then it's like two lions and we go and we conquer. If it's me by myself going up against other people in a competition, then it's basically what Arash said, be the best, fuck the rest. I'm there to be number one and get the crown and get the award or whatever it is, the most sales, the fastest lap time, the most points, whatever it is. That's my whole goal. I don't give a shit about anybody else. So we have no other hands raised, Arash, so we'll end it here. I love that answer, by the way. It was great. For everybody who was on here, I recommend you listen to the recording again because this podcast was phenomenal. But Arash, any last plugs, brother, before we go?
Absolutely. If you like my answers, if you value this podcast, I do a daily coaching program online called Diamond Mind. I'm gonna do a video on it right now. The next video I'm doing on Diamond Mind today, but right after this, I'm gonna get off the phone, press record, and I'm gonna record. And the subject is going to be when you are talking to somebody and you are negotiating a problem, like you're trying to get them convinced of a situation or even negotiating a price. There's one major mistake everybody makes that prevents you from being influential. And I'm going to go over what that is. It's so fucking simple, but if you don't know what it is, then you can't see it. Okay, I'm going to go over that. Diamond Mind is daily coaching. And once a week, I do a one-hour lecture, 1 hour, very deep. And you can ask me questions like this online. It's only $97 a month. Go to arashzepar.com. Check it out. And on June 2nd, which is the day after Brian's product, there's a product coming out called Abracadabra, and it's only $97 for the first 24 hours. If you like things like alchemy, mental alchemy, if you like things like mental magic, I don't mean stage magic, I mean like change your fucking reality, change your life. This is one of the most powerful products. It goes in the lineage of the products that I've recently created called The Seventh Seal, Deja Vu, Eye of Ra, and Abracadabra now coming out. It is mind-blowing, okay? I finished the lecture tonight with a bonus lecture, and that's going to be June 2nd, again on arashzepar.com. com. And finally, if you're listening to this, follow me on Instagram, as I'm trying to get Instagram going. I really like that platform now. It's Araj Zafar IMC. Okay, follow me there. Send me a message there. I answer everybody on Instagram unless they're an idiot. Those are my plugs. Plug your butt. That's it.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I have my product coming out in practically 24 hours. Supreme Intelligence will be out 6 p.m. June 1st. I've really now in my products begun to give some of my secrets for my success in my business and for you to really make your journey quicker, get to the top faster, and really dominate in whatever field that you're in. So this is the first product where I really start giving my own personal secrets, give it away on camera, and I know my last product, I gave a little taste of it on the Undercover Code, and the reaction was incredible, so I know this one's going to be even better than the last one. But that's it. Other than that, I have my sales program, Close the Deal. I highly recommend you guys get on that. You can sign up through seductivemissing.com. I also have a link on briancasella.com. But that'll wrap it up for me. Thank you, Arash, for being here. Thank you, everybody, who's on here live. And we will see you guys next week.